Welcome to Pursuit Church Podcast, where we give those far from God the opportunity to pursue Christ. We are so glad you are here, and wherever you're listening from, we believe God has a word for you through today's message.
Sometimes we can forget the magnitude and what this really means. He made a way. You know, it's the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It used to just be the Hebrews. It used to just be a remnant of Israel. But 2,000 years ago, he made a way for you and I. And today, the Lord receives worship in English and French and Spanish and Russian and German and Chinese. The Lord has made a way for every nation, every tribe, every tongue. That's the magnitude of this moment. Jesus has made a way for you and I, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, you deserve so much worship. You deserve so much praise. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for making a way. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, the first seven verses, and then we'll look at the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Luke chapter 24, starting with verse 1, it says, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead?'" That would preach. Why are you trying to find Jesus in a grave? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Jesus says, do you believe this? This morning, I want to speak on because he lives. You may be seated, church, because he lives. A man was walking down a street one day when he noticed in a store window, a beautiful painting of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He had stood there gazing at the picture for a while, but then realized that a little boy was standing right next to him. He patted the little boy on the head and said, "Son, do you know what this means?" The little boy said, "Oh, yes, that there is Jesus. And the woman that's crying, that's his mother. And those others, those are Roman soldiers. They killed him." The man smiled and then started walking away. A few moments later, he heard somebody running. He turned and he saw that it was the little boy. He came running back to the man out of breath and said, Mister, I forgot to tell you that he didn't stay dead." Church, truly, that is what today is all about. He didn't stay dead. We have come today to celebrate salvation, which is embodied in an empty tomb and a risen Savior. He who took my place and died for my sins. He who bore my guilt and carried my shame. He who was buried in a borrowed tomb now lives today and forevermore. And because he lives, church, there is hope today and forever. On this Resurrection Sunday, we turn our attention to the cross and to the incredible sacrifice that was made there. We tell redemption story and celebrate the divine exchange that took place at Calvary. We look to the cross and the irony that the Lamb of God, though innocent in every way, was crucified for a lost sinner like you and I. And we are reminded of the wonder of it all, that a king, King Jesus, would die for you and I. Truly, that is the heart of what this day is about. He lives. He lives. Church, Jesus lives today. The stone was rolled away. The tomb was found empty. Death couldn't take him. The grave couldn't keep him. He lives. He lives. He lives today. Because he lives, we too can live. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We can have hope. Because he lives, we can know that our present darkness and our present battle and our present fight is not permanent. Because he lives, church, we can know that our darkest day will not last. For there's hope. There's hope on the horizon, for he lives. Jesus Christ lives today. Think about it for a moment. Things looked pretty dark just a few days before his resurrection. Things looked pretty bad on Thursday evening and into Friday. They were dark days. As they put him on trial, he was falsely accused. Witnesses lied about him. Friends betrayed him. His own followers could do nothing to help him. Those were dark days. But as we take a look at that empty tomb today, may we remember that dark days do not last. Though innocent, he was sentenced. His punishment was death. They stripped him of his garments. They whipped him upon his back. They cursed him. They mocked him as he bore his own cross. Church, those were dark days. But as we take a look at the empty tomb, may we remember that dark days do not last. They placed a crown of thorns on his head, and the blood that those thorns created began to mingle with the sweat upon his brow that ran down his face. His body was breaking down on that nailed cross. Those were dark days. But as we look at the empty tomb, church, may we remember that dark days do not last. Next to him were a couple criminals. Who could have imagined that this King Jesus would be dying next to a couple thieves hanging on a cross? One of them began to curse him, while those below him were mocking him, saying, "If you really are the king, if you really are the Lord, if you're so powerful, then take yourself off the cross." It was a moment of great anguish, humility, despair. The God who stepped out into eternity, into time, who robed himself in the flesh of man, was now dying at the mere hands of his creation. Those were dark days. But as we look at the empty tomb today, may we remember that dark days cannot last. Because he lives, we know, church, that no dark day can last. Our darkest moment will not last. There's hope, hope on the horizon. There's joy coming. There's peace on its way. When everything may have been dead or dying on Friday, life is going to spring forth come Sunday. Another day is done. Another beginning is coming. The darkness cannot last. The darkness cannot win. Furthermore, because he lives, we don't have to fear death. Death, something we don't like to talk about, but it's a very real thing, something that we will all face if the Lord tarries. We're all familiar with death. We've all experienced the tragic loss of a loved one and have endured the sorrow that is caused by death. It claims its victims from every stage of life, from the very youngest to the old, from the richest to the poor, from the guilty to the innocent. It puts the final period, period on life. It brings the final end to dreams and forever silences the voice of hope, death. The Bible says that it is the way of all men, the ending that each of us will encounter one of these days if the Lord tarries. But let me remind you again this morning about an empty tomb. Because he lives, there is still life everlasting. Because he lives, hope never truly dies. Because he lives, there's hope of life beyond death and the grave. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Because he lives, death has lost its sting. Because he lives, the grave has lost its victory. Because he lives, we too have a promise, church, that we shall live again. Because he lives, we can be filled with that life-giving spirit. This is what it means to be in Christ. When we are in Christ, we are given his spirit. That same spirit that dwelt in him can dwell in us. The Bible says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. What a promise. If we have his spirit, we too will be resurrected from the grave. The same spirit that caused Christ to be raised from the dead will give life to our mortal bodies. And by virtue of the very fact that we have been filled with that life-giving spirit, we shall live again. That's why it's so important that we're filled with his spirit. That's why it's important that the power of the Holy Ghost is abiding in us. You know, it's not enough to stop at the death. It's not enough to stop at the burial. But we've got to let him roll back that rock. We've got to let him reign in our life by the power of his resurrection. That's why Peter preached in Acts 2. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive that gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit is that resurrection power, church. Because he lives today, we can press on. Somebody once said that humanity has two great things to fear. The first of these is the fear of dying, which we just spoke about. We do not have to fear death. The second of these, though, is the fear of living, the fear of dealing with the day-to-day struggles of life. Death, with its finality, brings pain, heartache. But the uncomfortable truth for many today is that life itself is also filled with pain and heartache. We all struggle. From time to time, we all have been wounded. We've all faced difficulties in life. We all know that sometimes the greatest struggle is just to keep pressing on. Life can be a challenge. We've all made decisions that's caused us pain. We've all made mistakes that are hard to recover. We've all been let down. We've all been hurt. I'm sure that we've all come to a place where in the morning it's just a hard time getting out of bed to face another day. But church, I have a message of hope this morning. Because he lives, we can face today, we can face tomorrow, we can put one foot in front of the other. Because he lives, we can face whatever life brings to us. There's an old song that says, life is worth the living. Life is worth the living all because he lives. It's the promise of his resurrection that because he lives, we don't have to face life alone. Listen to the words of Paul here in Philippians chapter 3. He says, but what things were gained to me, these I've counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained, not that I've already made it, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you this morning, church, but I find it comforting that the great apostle Paul found himself in places where he too had to deliberately forget what happened yesterday and decide in his heart to press on today. Listen to what he says. He says, brethren, I do not count myself as having apprehended that thing I'm striving for. He says, I hadn't even made it yet. I'm just trying one day at a time. He was a human being just like you and I. Constantly, he had struggles. Constantly, he was pursued. Constantly, he was in a fight. I'm certain that at times, the daily grind of life wore him out. But listen to what he says. I do not look back. I don't look at yesterday. I don't look behind me, but instead I focus on knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection. And this gives me the strength that I need to keep going day by day. Listen, Paul was saying, because he lives, I press on. Because he lives, I keep going. Because he lives, I refuse to quit. I move forward one day at a time by the power of his resurrection. Church, it's time to press on. It's more than just an old story that took place in a land far away. Because he lives, we've got a reason to keep going. We've got a reason to keep showing up. We've got a reason to praise him in the storm. We've got a reason to keep praying and to keep believing. That empty tomb serves as a stark reminder that Jesus conquered the grave. And the good news this morning is that all who live for Christ Jesus will join him in that victory. Today, I've come to tell you, I've come to remind you that you can know Christ in the power of his resurrection. And because he lives today, church, you can put yesterday behind you. You can start over today. If you need it, you can find mercy. You can find forgiveness. Because he lives, there's hope. You can be restored. You can be victorious. You can overcome this life. You can press on in Jesus' name, all because he lives.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. For more information about Pursuit, visit pursuitchurchar.com. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.